God of Jacob, the great God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for what you have already done, what you're doing now, what you're going to do in the future. We ask you to be with us, dear God, because we can't do nothing without you. We pray to God that you'll let the Holy Spirit have his way in our lives. Pray to God that the word will go forth with a double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Anybody, dear God, that lost, I pray that they'll get saved by giving their life over to you as Lord and Savior. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen.
Amen.
All of our preachers and deacons and trustees, all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, thank God for our Lord and our Savior. He know exactly what he done. And what he have done and what he going to do.
Yes.
Keep your trust in him.
Yes.
And he will direct your path.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We still in our series.
Bless you.
God who needs nothing.
Yes.
I can preach this till I die.
Hallelujah.
I'm not able.
Hallelujah.
He needs nothing.
Hallelujah.
173 messages. God who need nothing. He need nobody. But we need him every second of our lives. He woke us up this morning.
Yes, he did.
He started us on our way. And if we get back home, we'll be without his grace. But he needs nothing. But we need him every second of our life.
Yes.
Genesis 1, 27.
Yes.
And we'll read 4 or 5 of those verses down to 31. And Genesis 1, beginning at the 27th verse.
Yes.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herd bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. He made everything. And everything belongs to the Lord. God needs nothing now. Still got me on this series. He kind of convinced somebody. He haven't convinced everybody that he needs nothing. Really, we can't help God do nothing. It's just an honor that God can use us in his kingdom. He need no help for himself. He got all the help within himself. He don't have no father. He don't have no mother. He don't have sisters and brothers. He God by himself. And folks need to know this, that God in no need for nothing. You ought to look at the neighbors and say, I thank God for using me and saving me. In the last days, the devil have all kinds of religious churches are going on in these last and evil days. He knows that his time is not long. I said the devil knows that.
He knows that.
He knows his time is not long. And he is telling the young people, just pick out the kind of God that you want. That you are comfortable with. The devil have all kinds of churches going on in these last days. But Jesus, but God, put it like that, he have only one kind, and that kind is Jesus. Nobody else but Jesus. Nobody assists him. Nobody but Jesus. And some are saying that you can go around Jesus and get to heaven.
Watch it.
If there is a heaven, but don't want somebody to know how to get there.
Come on, God. You're right on.
And that's Jesus Christ. And you got to know that you don't have to go through this and that, that and this, and this and that. We hear about heaven, but not but one trail. Can I say trail? One pathway to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Nobody else know how to get there but the Lord. The devil was there, but he got kicked out. He can't come back. He can visit when he wants, but God allowed him to do that. And, but God got everything in his hand.
Oh, yes, he does.
And my brother and sister, just listen at Jesus, just for a moment, if you mind. Listen at it. Paul, look at St. John 14, 1 through the 6th verse. Watch what Jesus said here. St. John 14, 1 through 6.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
God Almighty.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you,
yeah,
I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Yeah.
That where I am, there ye may be also.
Hallelujah.
It's rich, rich.
My Father's house. Nobody know how to get there but Jesus. He can shed it off to who he wants to shed it off to. Because everything is in his hand.
I know that's right.
I go to prepare. Prepare a place. This place don't compare with his place. I'm going to prepare another place for you. And if I go, I'm going to come again. I'm going to receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Do you want to sometimes go where Jesus is? Y'all said it mighty slow there. Well, I ain't ready to go. But you're going somewhere. You know what I'm trying to say, you know. It looked like y'all said, yes, I want to go where he is. See, where he is no more trials and tests and nothing but peace and joy. Where he is, no doctors there, no lawyers there. Where he is, you get hungry no more. And you don't want to go where he is. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and receive unto myself. And look what John 3, 15 through 18, what he said, Paul. John 3, 15 through the 18 verse.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yes, Lord.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
Yeah.
Because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Hold right there, baby. Let's stay right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believes, let's stay back up there, baby. Don't take it off so fast. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's stay up there. Yeah. He that believeth not is condemned already.
Already.
Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In other words, it's not but one way to go to heaven.
One way.
It ain't no two ways, no three ways, no half a way. It's only one way to go to heaven. And God have it so plain as day. Look like nobody ought to go to hell.
One way.
I said look like now.
Yeah, look like.
If you don't believe the Bible, you got a problem.
All right.
If you don't believe this is the word of God, you got a bad problem.
One way.
The reason I said a bad problem, because if you don't believe in it, where are you going to stay forever?
Come on, one way.
And a lot of folks, so upset in him right now, don't believe that when you die, you're going where you want to go.
One way.
Not where you want to go, where God fixed for you.
All right. That's right,
and that's where you have prepared to go.
All right.
Somebody sitting here right now don't believe there's a hell right now. Don't believe there's a hell.
One way.
If anybody come to you and say it was not a hell, it was the devil.
Right.
I don't care who it was.
Right.
God said was a hell. The devil says not a hell. But the devil deceived folks. I don't know why they would leave everybody but the word of God. The devil know where he going. God already told him that's going to be your home forever. The hell, I'm going to get hell and throw it over in the lake of fire. There forever. And the devil trying to get everybody to go where he going. But Jesus trying to get everybody to go where he going. And where he owns heaven. And he want everybody to go to heaven, but the devil want everybody to go to hell. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not going to hell. Somebody still in here believe there is no hell. Why you don't? If you don't believe there's a hell, you don't believe there's a God.
I know that's right.
He the one brought up hell. We didn't.
Right.
He the one said the heaven. We didn't. You've got to believe the word of God. And this one thing right here that the devil don't want you to believe is the word of God.
Right.
When you get your mind off the word of God, the devil already got you.
Yeah.
The word of God would direct us. The word of God is the map to God. The word of God is the map to heaven. If you want to get to heaven, pick up the map.
Word of God. Hallelujah. You're right about it, preacher. You're right about it.
He got all the stop signs, the slow up signs, all of them in here, right here.
Word of God.
It got places where you stop and eat if you won't get home. It got how to feed your soul. It's right here, right here. Why are you traveling? He taught you. What you going to go into while you're traveling.
Yeah.
While you're on your way to heaven, pick up the map. Pick up the book and see what it says while you're going. And when you go, while you're going, if you stumble, you get up because he there. I don't read it right there.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Read. It's stumbling going to heaven. The devil going to get in your way.
Sometimes we don't realize who it is in our way. It could be somebody in your own house. Oh, yeah, yeah. It could be your wife. It could be your husband. It could be your children. It could be your daughter. It could be in there. Any way to stop you from going to heaven, the devil is doing it. He wants to blind everybody that he can. But Jesus said, I'm the only way to get there. And we make play Jesus too lightly for what he done for us. What he done for us, Reverend Walker, he went to hell for us. Well, what I'm going for then?
Oh, lean on it, Doc. Lean on it. What he's done.
Now, watch this. Can this be hell for a moment?
Come on, Pastor.
I'm dying in hell for y'all. Everybody say y'all. Everybody. I'm in hell for you. Now, if I'm there for you, what you won't die here? Huh? You must don't know what die here. I'm catching hell out here. It wasn't no pleasure for Jesus to go to hell, but he can conquer hell. But he went for us. He went through some things he didn't have to go through with. He died for us. The reason he died for us because he can live long. He wants to live, die when he gets ready. That blow out of mind. God blow out of mind. I can die when I get ready. I can get up when I feel like it. He went down there for us. Well, what in hell I want? This what the sinner man got to understand. That he don't need to go to hell when God already done fixed it where he don't have to go to hell.
That's right. Oh, that's good news,
I mean good news, brother. Well, we don't have to go to hell. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And in these last days, there's all kind of religions going on. I mean, all in these evil days, all kind going on. They lead folks astray. And some are saying that you can go around Jesus and get to him.
Mercy, Lord.
That's a lie from hell.
Right.
He is the way and the only way to get there. God Almighty.
Yes.
Look at John 3:15-18. You read that before.
Yes, sir.
Y'all done got that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, watch this now. And my brothers and sisters,
yes,
God is man's greatest mystery.
Yes, he is.
We'll never fully understand God.
Right.
I said fully.
Fully.
Understand God. When he get to the end of everything, everything's already in him. Because he's the end, he's the first, he's everything. Now everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
Look at the neighbor and say, do you know him? He the only way to get there. He the only way to get to heaven.
Right.
That's his holy name. He is too high to go over. He too low to go under. He too wide to go around. You got to go through Jesus. Most young people in these last days just don't know how to get to heaven sometimes. Ain't no funny way to get to heaven. Ain't but one way to get there. You can't get there because of who you are. You get there because you got to humble yourself.
Yeah.
You got to get off your little horse, your big horse, or whatever you own. And you got to get little enough to go through the gate. It ain't no big wide gate. It's a narrow gate. And you see a traveler go in every once in a while. And the devil always wants to blind you on how to get saved or how to go to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. But Pastor, what? Why preachers don't preach on salvation too much now?
Why, Pastor?
Something strange.
Why?
In these last days. Years ago, a preacher one day I'd get up, doctor, tell him, come on, give your life to Jesus.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about salvation.
Yeah.
But now we talk about everything now but salvation. In these last and evil days,
why?
Salvation been put it in the background.
Yes. Why?
We think everybody come to a local church is saved.
Well, sir.
And don't realize that they are asleep in the local church.
Come on, synagogue, talk about it. My.
Somebody looking at me right now. You ought to sit down. See, that's the devil talking to you. I'll be glad when you get through. See, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
You ought to talk about something else. That's the devil. He don't want you to get saved. He don't want you to talk about salvation. Because we believe that we're already saved when we got on. You're not saved when you come out your mother's womb. You're a little pretty little baby sinner. A little pretty little fox. And
Yes, sir.
A little pretty little handsome boy. You know?
Yes,
a little handsome, but a little pretty little fella on his way to hell.
Yes,
when we come out the womb, we're on our way to hell. And God done fixed it where you can miss hell. But preachers don't say nothing about hell no more. And folks going every day. As I talk right now, somebody dumping in hell right now.
That's right.
They don't want to hear that. I know it. They don't want to hear it. But you got to tell them. You don't want the blood on you, preacher. I told them there was a hell. And hell won't be brought up no more too much. You got to know Jesus in order to get there. He the only way there. I said he the only way there. He is the highway over hell. And folks trying to find another way. I told you now, he's too low to go under.
Yes, sir.
He too deep to go under.
Yes.
He too high to go over.
Yes, sir.
He too wide to go around him.
Yes,
you got to meet him.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Meet him on this side or on the other side. We still got to meet Jesus because he paid the way for you. And because he paid the way, you don't walk the way. Why? What he done for you? He loved you. He the one woke you up this morning. He woke me up this morning. Did he wake you up this morning? Who do you think woke you up this morning? Jesus woke you up.
Yes, he did. Glory.
I know it may sound kind of like strange. You know, preachers don't preach on salvation too much in church now.
No, they don't, Pastor. Tell the truth.
Tell you now. They just think you come to church, you already saved. And
all right.
I just go to church. You got to give your life to Jesus in order to be saved.
Right.
Saved means I don't have to go to hell.
Right.
That makes it short and plain. See, I'm saved. I'm saved. Well, saved from what? From hell. Saved from the lake of fire. And folks don't believe that right now. Somebody up and looking at me right now don't believe there's a hell, there is a lake of fire.
Right
now, as I talk. Why you don't believe it? Why you think God is a liar? He can't lie. He got the word in his whole hand. I said, he knows everything. God knows his work from the beginning to the end. He's not stretching his head wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. He got tomorrow in his hand. God Almighty. But preachers got to preach salvation.
Amen.
The left salvation. We want to do a lot of healing, but you got to get saved first. We want to do miracles, but you got to get saved first. And when you look at it, it's a miracle when you get saved. That's one of the greatest miracles that ever happened to somebody when he gave his life over to Jesus. What kind of miracle that is, Reverend Walker? Did life change?
Yes, sir.
What you mean, life change? I don't do what I used to do.
Life change.
I get a brand new mind.
Life change.
My soul has been renewed.
Yes, life
change. And I allow my soul to control these hands.
Because yeah.
Jesus on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Where I used to steal, I don't have to steal no more.
Because
I got Jesus on the inside directing me.
Yes.
I don't feel up to do it like I used to do because I've been saved. And when you've been saved, your whole attitude changed. Ain't that right, folks? I said your whole attitude changed. That's what he come here for, to change our attitude, to change our mind. What we used to do, the old folks said, I don't do it no more. Why? Because I've been what? Changed.
Glory, glory, glory.
And changed. Changed. Well, I used to dig a ditch for this brother. I ain't got to dig no more.
Attitude change.
I put a bridge across the water now.
Because
I've been changed.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I used to gamble. I don't gamble no more.
Yeah.
I know. There you go, gamble. Yeah, gamble. That's what I said. You don't gamble no more. Gamble no more. Because I've been what?
Changed.
When you be changed, you can love your enemy.
Yes, sir.
I said you can love them.
Yes, sir.
Something about Jesus.
Yes,
when you come in our life,
yes,
our life is not the same.
Yes, right.
Paul was a killer.
Yeah.
Paul killed Christians.
Yeah.
But he met Jesus.
Yeah.
But when he met Jesus, he stopped killing folks.
Yeah.
He tell folks how to have life then.
Yeah.
When he come in your life, he changed your life. You can't keep on doing the same old thing that you used to keep. God telling me, you preach about a lot of stuff in church, but let folks understand our life is supposed to be changed. Our life ought to be changed. We all see a difference when you say you know Jesus. But y'all notice some folks, I ain't judging that, but you just noticeable. Y'all notice some folks, they said they've been changed, but they never change. They're doing the same old thing they always done. And I gave my life to Jesus. Well, if you gave it to Jesus, what happened to Jesus? See, when you say you give your life to Jesus, I'm giving up to Jesus. I'm giving up to Jesus to be controlled by the word of God. And you tell me he in you, you still stealing? You still lying on forces? See, and watch that, see. When you said you've been changed. When Jesus come in your life is not the same no more. Life not the same no more. He does something to our life. Not the same no more. And my brothers and sisters, nobody or nothing will never fully understand the ways of God. He is in control of everything. He controls dogs and everything else. I know it may sound funny, but I'm talking from experience. I used to carry furniture and work at the furniture store and bad dogs. So when you experience something, you can talk about it.
Tell the story, Doc.
And bad dog. I couldn't go in the yard. Got to catch a function.
Bad dog.
But I talked to the Lord. I don't know what happened to the dog. That dog, you know, he just left and went on somewhere else. I said, Lord, I've got to catch the function in there. And folks don't even know I'm out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then the dog, no bad looking dog.
Bad dog.
I know it sounds funny, but boy, I'm crazy when it comes down to that. You know what I mean? God can do anything. God can do anything. God didn't make nothing that he cannot control.
That's right.
I made that dog. I brought that dog here. That dog got to do what I said do.
All right.
I don't know what happened to the dog. I know he just left. In a sense, I know what happened. God heard my prayer. See, we don't pray prayers like that. That's too simple for God. Something get at you, not too simple, brother. No, ain't nothing too simple for God. You can ask him anything. He'll hear your prayer. I say, he'll hear your prayer. If you got faith in God, God will hear your prayer. Regardless of how simple it may be, God will hear your prayer and God will answer your prayer. I dare you to try it. I say, I dare you to try it. Oh, folks, I double dog you to try it. Try it and see. God knows he'll do it.
Oh, yes, he will.
That's too simple for God. Simple. A dog ain't too simple for God. He made him. He created him. He'll control things.
Yes, he will.
Things will knock you off your feet. Try it and see it mean business.
Yes, he will.
God can do anything. But he just can't there. Bless his holy name. Everything have to obey God. And everything obey God but man.
Oh, say it again.
I said everything.
Everything
obey God. Wonder why. That's a good question. God doesn't have no trouble with the wind. If you want the wind to blow east, it's going east.
Why?
Want the rain to stop, it go stop. Want rain to start, it go stop. But what about us? Tell us go right, we're going left. Tell us to sit down, we're going to get up. It's just something, man. Why? 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 Number one, when that happened, you obeyed the devil. Yeah. Because God, the devil already told God, I'll make him curse you if you make him.
That's what he said.
If you make man, I'll make him curse you. And man's so hard-headed, he will not obey God. God sometimes got to make him.
Yeah.
I say he got to what? Make him. Obey him. But he'll obey the devil before you know it. But when it come down to God, the devil put doubt in your mind.
Doubt.
He never wants to obey God.
Doubt.
But I dare you to make a habit of trying to do all you can to obey God.
Yeah. Fight it, Doug. Fight it.
I said, you got to try him sometime.
Fight it.
And the devil may put doubts in your mind.
Doubt.
I dare you to keep on trusting
him.
And after a while, you get used to it.
Yeah.
See, I'm not boasting what I'm saying now. I'm got used to it. Have you got used to it? You know, you just ask him anyhow. He may not answer you all the way you want to ask, but he's going to answer you some kind of way. Because you, my God, you the one who saved me. You the one who got me where I am. And you told me I can ask you anything. Nothing too hard for God. He can do anything. Nothing too simple for God. He can do anything. Nothing too real for God. He can do anything. Nothing too big for God. He can do anything. I dare you to make a habit of it and just try. We take God too lightly.
Yes, sir.
I say we take him too lightly.
Oh, yeah. Come on, complacency. Come on. Come on, Doc.
I told God sometime when I was fishing years ago. I said, I'm going to sit ready. Don't let no snake come over there.
All right.
I know you're going to laugh. I know you're going to laugh. I know. But
yes, sir.
He said, ask him. I dare you to try. I'm talking about simple thing, crazy looking thing.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm crazy enough action too, boy.
Yeah.
Action. Car don't crank. Lord, let the car crank.
Yeah.
I know it sounds funny to you, but I'm not lying. God would do anything. He can do anything.
Yes.
You got to know who you're dealing with when you're dealing with God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Ask him. Ask him. It means business. Have faith in what God can do. Shoot.
Yes, sir.
Some of you left your husband. Tell the Lord if you want him back, the Lord send him on back.
Yes.
Let me go on back to him or whatever. He'll do it if you get your attitude right.
Stay with his mind. Lock it up. Attitude, lock it up, Doc.
Nothing too hard for God. He can do anything. Them old folks said, he can do anything. Did you say that years ago, the boy? He can do anything, but he just can't fail. He don't know how to fail. He got all power in his hand. The God who need nothing, that's number one. And he can do anything. He got everything already in his hand. And my brother and sister, everything I said belongs to the Lord. And one day, everybody will have to meet this God. You got to meet him. He owns everything. Everything is in his hand. Nothing is out of his hand. It's in his hand. He in control of everything. The bomber bee. He in control the wall. He in control the fish. He owns everything. We have a mass to meet. That mass is the mass of sin sometime. Come on you sometime. All that once. Tell God to guard you sometime. He know when to mess with you.
Yeah.
He know when you're down and out.
Yes.
I'm talking about real Christian now, boy.
Yes.
The devil hate you just that bad. And
yeah.
He plan on to get you.
Yeah,
but boy, but when you pray, God will show you some stuff. And God will, I don't know about some of y'all, but God will bring you through it.
Yes, he will.
He'll bring you through it.
Yeah.
I'll carry you on. I'll carry you over. But all I know, I made it. He will fix it like that. Sometimes you don't know which way you're going. Don't know how you're going to come out. But I dare you to trust God.
Hallelujah.
We take God too lightly.
Yeah.
Simple, little crazy like thing.
Yeah.
He'll do it for you.
Yes,
I'm not boasting. I done tried it.
Yes.
Can't get too simple for God. You just mean business.
Yeah.
God can do anything, but he just can't fail.
Yeah.
And this way we got to trust God. You got to trust God like that. He can do anything. Nothing too little, nothing too medium, nothing too large, nothing too nothing. But just go to God. And God will knock you off your feet. I say he'll knock you off your feet. So watch this now. Watch this. You can't be doing anything now. And living any kind of way. And you've been born again now. But when you're trying to do your best and you got your trust in God and God know you got your trust in it, God gonna see about you.
Oh, yes, he will. I'm a witness. Hallelujah. I'm a witness.
God will see about you.
Yes, he will.
God knows he'll see about you. He will take care of you if you just only trust him. And look like the church now trying to leave in God.
Right.
In the last and evil day, they done found some more things, or more stuff, or good tricks and things. God doesn't play tricks. God can do anything, but he just can't fail. One thing, if you never don't forget what I said, don't forget this. He in control of everything. Everything belongs to man, to God, but man just won't obey God. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, it is a living God. The devil don't want you to claim that. He's not dead. That's what we got to understand. We didn't see Jesus literally get up out the grave. But we know he lives. We weren't there. But you got to know he lives. It's a faith walk with God. And have the devil ever come tackle you or somebody tell you, well, you don't know he got up. I don't witness to folks. Well, y'all preach Jesus got up. I don't know he got up or not. I say he doesn't know until God show he got up. See, when he come in your life, you'll know he got up. You've got to have some faith. He'll know he got up because he got up in him. He got up in the person. And when he get up in you, you started walking right. Don't you worry. See, you'll know he's there because I don't go get drunk no more.
He's what he lives.
Hallelujah.
He lives. Hallelujah.
Get drunk.
Oh, yes. He lives. Glory.
I don't have to lean on Jeff Daniel no more. On the two wagon wheels.
That's right.
I lean on who? God. Because I know he what? Live. You got to know that for yourself that he what? Live.
Oh, he lives. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name.
Let me tell you what hurt the church a lot of times.
What hurt the church?
Because God does not answer your prayer all the time. God be testing us out.
Test. All the test.
See, watch this now. We want to use God as a little puppy like, you know. He knows when you've got to mess with him now. He know that.
Yes.
Now, see, because we don't answer my prayer, everything I said,
come on.
You know what God be doing?
What are you doing?
Testing us out.
Yes,
your mama don't give you everything you ask for.
All right.
And see it right there. Mama, can I have that? No, you can't have it.
All right.
It's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Well, what you think about God? God ain't going to give you everything you have. Because everything not good for you.
Step on it.
Something that we ask for don't harm us.
Yeah.
You think it's going to make you better, but something harms us.
Yeah.
And God know it's going to harm us. So God said, no, you can't have that.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked for something God didn't give it to you? You went on and got it and you fell on your face? See, God knows what best for us. That's what he told us, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. And everything we do, we ought to go to God first. And if he said don't have it, don't you have it. I don't care how crippled it is, you just don't bob it. Tell like mama, when we coming up, you know, boy, stop eating all that candy. Your woman's been in your stomach. Stomach aching.
Yes,
and boy, shut up. We go high and go eating, you know.
Yes,
boy, and you ate so much of this and that. And
yes,
boy, you'd be almost sick, boy.
Yes,
sitting around, ain't doing nothing, you're playing with nobody.
Right.
What's wrong with you, boy?
My stomach hurts.
I told you not to eat that stuff. You're so hard-headed. Sometimes God had to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't go with you. Don't you do that. Don't buy that. Bah, 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 bah. But we do it anyway.
Yeah.
And time hell break a loose. Now we sitting down saying.
My mind.
Only thing God ain't got to ask you. He already know what's going on.
Yeah.
Somebody may come say. So.
Yeah.
That be God talking. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In all thy way.
Yes,
everything the devil offer you, it ain't good for you.
That's right.
I said, everything neighbor got, it ain't good for you.
That's right.
We stop looking at our neighbor so much and thank God for what we already got.
Help somebody.
Y'all hear what I said?
No.
Watch this. Now, I don't mean no harm now. Get what you want to get now. See, here neighbor, he got five cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Five. Ain't but two in the house. Five cars. We get to contesting one another.
Yes, sir.
Get me another car. Help me. We don't need no car. We ain't got no room for the car we got. I just want me another car. That's how you mean. It can be vibration. I'm just talking about the woman. You know, the woman more at some, you know, the man is. You know, some men just like that too. You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, Jimmy got five cars. See, only thing about a man, he just about go and get it.
Yeah.
Why are you going with another car? Well, I don't know. I saw that car just with tipping. You lying. You just being jealous because Jimmy got five. You want five.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
No, no. You got two or three cars already.
Yes, sir.
Now hell break a loose. You can't pay for it.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yeah. And now they come pick it up.
Pick it up.
It's not funny, y'all, but this really, no boy got me grinning over there, but you know what it is. And then the first thing that sister gonna say, that I told you in the beginning, trying to keep up with the Joneses.
All right.
You got two cars, what you gonna do with three?
All right.
You got three, what you gonna do with four?
All right.
We just try to show up sometime.
Yeah.
Instead of showing Jesus.
Yeah.
If we can show Jesus like we show our stuff.
Yeah.
The world will get changed.
God, stay on it. Stay on the wall.
God, let us be an example. We the church. The church to show us how to live for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But if you don't watch yourself, the world ruling us not by things of the world. We want to follow the world instead of following Jesus. Folks can't see Christ for seeing our stuff or seeing us. God Almighty. God is good to us.
Yes,
he wants to show him and not so much of us. If we get out, can I say ugly self out the way?
Yes,
folk can see Christ in us. That's what the church of Christ is all about. Is to show Christ and not us.
Yes,
I know everybody can get angry. I know that. I done heard this in my lifetime. And I heard folks say this. They got so mad. I don't hear him say, hey, you know, you're going to church. I'll lay my religion down and jump on you and beat you to death. Now, how can you lay your religion down? Huh? When y'all say something, when y'all, not me, when y'all say things like that. When y'all say things like that, all you saying, get out of the way, Jesus. Throwing Jesus out of the way. Get out of the way, Jesus. I don't need you. Mess around there and get hurt. Go to hospital. You're ashamed to pray.
Well,
God told you not to do it, but you're crazy. Except you went on, let the devil lead you astray.
Right.
Now you're calling on the Lord.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah, you better watch that. Any way that you can duck trouble, duck it all you can. Any way you can get in trouble, you better watch the devil. That be the devil talking to you.
Yeah.
I said, that be the devil talking to you.
Yes, sir.
We just do it because we can do it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't got in trouble in my lifetime. I didn't need to do it, but I did it
anyway. All right,
all right. Why? The temptation.
That's right.
The temptation.
Yes, sir.
Now you got in the world of trouble. The first somebody you're going to call on when you come to yourself. You don't got shame on yourself, but now you don't come to yourself.
Yeah.
And it look like it. It better not look like it. It ain't going
to
get no better.
Yeah.
If folks, some more stuff happen, boy, you get, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Now you mean business.
Yeah.
You was playing, but not, but, oh, Lord. Lord, that boy. Oh, Lord. It's trying to make a fool out of God. The God of Abraham. I like God crazy. The God of Abraham. Look at Jason. You can call all the names you want him. You got to go through your tests and your trials. Can't make no crank out of God. Remember, you can't never make no crank out of God. You might as well go be real with God. You'll come out more better every time. When you're real with God.
That's right.
We can't make no fool out of God.
Real.
He knew you before you were put in the womb.
Yeah.
He knew all about us.
Yes,
you can't fool God. No way we do. We can't fool God.
Right.
Now somebody right, don't know. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes.
Right.
Nobody in here.
Nobody.
We don't know what the night holds.
Right.
But God got the night in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
He know what's going to happen to me.
Yes.
He know what's going to happen to you.
Yes.
He already know that. And we trying to remind God something. God, oh, Lord, you know my heart. Yes, I still know it. And I got myself in. No, I told you the first place. Always remember God loves us.
Amen.
But he wants us to obey him.
Oh, yeah.
To the best of our ability. We want to do what we want to do, but time we get in trouble, oh Lord.
Yeah.
God will take care of you if you trust him.
Obedience.
He's able to overcome anything if you trust God. There's nothing too hard for God.
Hallelujah.
We take him lightly with a little thing.
Yeah.
Start off with a little fire.
Yeah.
A little fire.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be much. But boy, now the fire is on fire. Now you want to run to everybody for help.
Yeah.
When you had not even getting yourself in it.
Yes.
Bless his holy name.
Jesus.
This is the kind of God we serve. He loves us.
Yes.
But you got to obey him.
I know that.
To the best of your ability, obey God. God knows he'll take care of you.
You're right about it.
May not come out all the time like you want it, but I bet to you, you'll come out and win inside every time.
Yeah.
May not be like you want it every time, but you'll come out a winner every time. Spoil a child. Give him what he wants, you'll spoil him. God can't give us everything he can. Everything you ask for. He said ask, he'll give it. But now we go out the way. We just go out the way. Give you a bicycle, now you want a little car. Get a little car, now you want a Volkswagen. That's where we are. God help us. We'll never act for spiritual things but for nothing. I dare you right now. I'm going to dare you. I'm going to even double dog dare you. Right now. I dare you to get on your knee. I'm daring you.
Yes, sir.
Get on your knee and tell God, God, help me and love my enemies.
Yes, sir.
When the last time you said that?
Mama.
Thank God love his enemies.
Yes, sir.
I said, God loved his enemies. He told us to do the same thing. Love those who despitefully use you. Say, all manner of evil against you, for my name's sake, but great is your reward in heaven. But we wouldn't dare get on our knees. Very few of us get on our knees and say, Lord, let me love Sister Mary. I know she can't stand me, but let me love her.
Pray for your enemies. Pray for your enemies.
I dare you to do it. You knock you off your feet. He give you the boldness. Yes, to go there and she needs some bread. You don't care. You'll go ask her. You'll go give it to her. Because she knows you need it. But when it comes down to that, we don't want to ask God for nothing but give me some. What about helping somebody else? This the kind of God we serve.
Yes,
this how you win folks over to Jesus.
Yes.
You got to show the Jesus in you.
Yes.
We go to church all the time, folks. We'll be at church. You know, have you heard some folks talk about, yeah, boy, Bob, that sister, that brother, you stay in church all the time.
Yes,
the devil stay in church all the time.
Right.
Did you not know the devil in here right now?
Right.
Anywhere they lifting up the name of Jesus, the devil got a
catalog
suit somewhere.
Number 1825. Catalog number 1825.
Standing at the door. He's somewhere. What are you there for, Reverend Walker? To mess with anybody he can mess with.
Yes.
To get into anybody that he can get into. Don't y'all see how much of hell happened to churches now?
Yes, Lord. Preach, Pastor.
I have
what
seen it. I don't know about some of y'all fellas.
Yes,
I have seen some folks in church. Church service. I done saw some women put their hands on their hips. I mean that from the depth of my heart. I'll beat you to death, woman.
In church.
I'm not lying.
In church.
I've seen that. I have seen it. Oh, yeah, in church.
In church.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Right.
Sir.
I done saw folks fight in the church. Folks become sisters and brothers fighting in the church. Like cats and dogs. But we come to worship God. Where God at? Where is God? I done saw some folks in church that come to worship God, and the enemy called to be the enemy said, they'll walk all the way across yonder and get another seat.
In church.
In church.
Oh,
how are you going to worship God and can't stand your brother next to you? We got to know who God is.
Amen.
We can't fool God. We can look sanctimonious. You can look innocent, honest, but God knows us. I will go to the front, but Sister Sally up there. We'll go to the pulpit. Old Jackson up there.
Hello,
you got to hit us too. Y'all know that, you know.
Yeah.
Got some preachers the same way.
Yeah. Oh, fix it, Doc. Fix it.
Always you know this. If you don't know nothing there, God know you.
Yeah,
he
right.
knew you before the foundation of the world. Let me fix it like this.
Right.
Let me fix it. Let me fix it like that. Let me get me a glass. Now, the way God is. Now, this is you right here in the glass. But your mind. See, God know everything about you. He already know. This the glass. It's the body. Now, this your mind. He know everything about you before you even come in the world.
Yes. All right. Yes, sir.
You can't fool them. See,
right. Yeah.
Don't you never think you fool God. See, watch this now. He knew you before you came out the womb. Oh, not something. He know all about you. While you in the womb.
Yeah.
He ain't got to check nothing.
All right.
He already know you.
Already.
I said know everything about you.
Right.
You don't know about your own self.
Know about you.
I mean know everything about you.
Yeah.
And here you are trying to make a fool out of God.
Lord,
he already know you.
Lord,
if you want to get some answers, I dare you to try. If you want to get some answer from God, be real with him.
Yes, sir.
Be real and be honest. If you want some answer from God, I dare you to be yourself by being real and being honest with God. He already know you. He already know me.
Real, Doc. Yes, sir.
We can't fool him. He'll deal with you better when you just be honest.
Yes,
if you got a shortcoming, don't try to hide it. He already know it. We get our faults and carry them to God.
Yes, sir. Right.
Heavenly Father, I'm weak right there. Help me. I try hard, Lord, but help me. If you mean what you say and be honest with God, God will pull you out.
Oh, yes, he will.
He'll do it. Yeah. Y'all saying it mighty slow. I said, he'll do it. Yeah. You got to be real with God. We can't hide nothing from God. Now, some of us ready to watch. Now, some of us don't even know what we'll do tomorrow if God let us live. He already know. You don't know when you're going to die.
Don't know.
He already know. Death can't, death love his job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Death have just only one job.
Yes, sir.
And boy, he love it. He come at you.
Yes, sir.
The death don't come give you a cold.
Yes,
he don't come give you a heartache.
No, sir.
Death come at you.
Yes, right.
But he can't move except he get permission from God. If God can turn the devil loose, he'll kill everybody in here right now. But he take orders. Death got to obey God.
Yes.
I said death got to obey God. Can't you see Jesus hanging on the cross?
Yes, sir.
I said, can't you see him hanging on the cross?
Yes, sir.
Guess what? He had to get permission to get him. He couldn't just jump on Jesus because Jesus the one created him. God Almighty. He said, death, you ain't got to be afraid. Come on. I know what I'm doing. God Almighty. He in control of death. Death get permission to come get whosoever God sent him after. Sometimes he said, well, I'm going to live a long time. You don't know how long you're going to live.
That's right.
Somebody looking at me right now. I'm going to live to get. You can't set your date.
No man.
I want to live. Yeah, you can want to, but not. But you can't set no date.
No man.
I'm going to live to get 95. Who told you?
Walking
I'm going to live to get 80. Who told you all that? Where you get that from?
Right.
Watch this now. If you hear that in your mind, that's the devil talking to you. That's not God. Oh, that's not God. You don't know when you're going to die.
Don't know.
You don't know nothing. That be the devil get your mind thinking that you know more than God. Anyway, the devil get you off course, he going to get you off course.
Yeah, right.
Our job is depending on Jesus Christ,
yeah,
our Lord and our Savior.
Right.
We don't know nothing. We ain't know we're going to even get up this morning.
That's right.
A lot of folks laid down last night, didn't even get up this morning. I'm talking about planning on coming to church.
Yeah.
We don't know nothing. Our job is to trust God.
Yes.
The church is supposed to trust God.
Yes.
In all thy ways, what do you say? Acknowledge him. In all, not something, but what? All things. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct our path.
Glory to the word. That's it.
Only thing about this subject, Sister May, only thing about this subject that I'm on,
yeah.
I told y'all in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
I can preach it from Genesis to Revelation.
Same message.
The God who needs not a thing in the world. What God needs? Somebody please tell me. Huh? What God needs? Need nothing. He got everything. Watch this now.
Everything.
This the stuff. Can I let it be the stuff?
Yeah.
Now, what he need? He got all of it in his hand.
Yeah.
What you and I need is in here. Ain't nobody hand big enough what he needs. But he got everything in his. Remember that. What you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you. You can talk to God privately and tell him what you want.
That's right.
I'm not lying. I won't tell you a lie. God, sometimes I answer my prayer so fast it scared me.
Yes.
Sometimes God will do you like that. Let you know I'm standing by your side. You ought to try God sometime.
Stay with the promise.
Try him sometime.
Yes.
Mean what you're doing.
Yes. Yes, sir.
God will come see about you.
Yes.
He may not answer your prayer all the time, yes, but he knows what to answer. Because
yes.
He makes you too bragging. You ready? Oh, yeah, you're getting bragging.